Hi, I'm Kim LaPree from the Teachers Need Teachers podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 157 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, and I am coming to you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm here at the P&C conference. This is supposed to air on Monday, and so if you are around Twitter right now, you can check out the conference hashtag. It's hashtag PeteAndC. That's P-E-T-E-A-N-D and then just the letter C. I'm giving the opening keynote, so if you want to kind of get the, Some of the takeaways from that, you can go check those out. And one of the people that will probably be tweeting to that hashtag is the guy standing right next to me. So this is Mike Soskel. If you are familiar with the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit, you may have heard and seen Mike. He was in the first round of it and was talking about some of the cool global projects he and his students were doing. So Mike, So if you're going to explain to everybody, I was about to tell people who you are and what you do, but it's a little more complicated these days. So what's sort of the nutshell of who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so I was the 2017-2018 Pennsylvania Teacher of the Year and a former Global Teacher Prize finalist. Pedagogically, a lot of what I do in my classroom is making sure that we use technology like video conferencing to expose students outside of their rural area and to make sure that they meet different cultures and experience some different things than they would be able to see in our small town. But right now I'm actually in the midst of putting together a book. It's an anthology. It's about one-third academic voice and two-thirds classroom teachers talking about why the collective expertise of teachers needs to inform education decisions in order for our American democracy to be healthy.
Yeah, which is huge. I mean, we're obviously here in the United States coming up on an election cycle and, you know, all of these big democratic issues are in the news. And so what are just in general, what are things that teachers should be thinking about or teachers can be doing without like overstepping, you know, like maintaining that right balance?
Sure. So, you know, right now, I think it's not a shock that there's a lot of polarization in our society. And, you know, there's a lot of political discourse that is not exactly friendly. And our students are part of that that culture. And we want them to have something better than what we have right now. And so, you know, the purpose of education is really threefold. If we want a healthy democracy, we do a great job right now with college and career readiness, with qualification, making sure that our kids are qualified to do something after school. But what we've lost focus on is help making sure that our students are holistically well, mm-hmm. And making sure that their needs are completely met by the system. We see, you know, how many mental health issues and the suicide epidemic. But we also don't do a great job of making sure that kids know how to have nuanced and complex conversations about the topics that we see. So many times we have these mission statements that we want our students to graduate and be good citizens or contributing members of society. But democracy is somewhat absent in our schools. We're not allowing kids to be democratic members of their own classrooms or their own schools.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have to flip the system and flatten the educational hierarchy to make sure that we as teachers, because we have this this great view of a whole lot of students and we know what they need. We see collectively what students need more than anyone else in the system. Mm-hmm. Our input needs to make it to those that are making decisions to make sure there's not unintended consequences.
Yeah, yeah. And so, with that, you know, that sort of big picture goal in mind, if somebody's listening to this and is a classroom teacher or, you know, is working within a school district, are there small steps they can start taking now to, you know, kind of start pushing in that direction?
Sure. So all of us as professional teachers, we have two roles, you know, our professional role outside of our classrooms and then, you know, our practice, what we do in our classrooms. And so I'll give one small tip in each of those different ways. Mm-hmm. So on the practice side, you know, students need to to have autonomy and agency over learning. Mm-hmm. If we want them to be able to make decisions once they get outside of school, mm-hmm. Then we need to allow them to have some say and to make some decisions and to learn from failure in school, mm-hmm. in some different ways. So the more agency you can give students over the learning process and over the rules of your classroom, the better. On the policy side, and as professionals, we have a responsibility professionally to advocate not just for our kids, but also for other teachers. And so your voice matters. What goes on in your classroom can't stay behind a shut door. You need to make sure you're telling the great things that are happening, but you also need to tell the narrative of things that are going wrong to those who are making decisions. So if that's your state legislature, your Department of Education, find a way to get your voice into those spaces, because our kids deserve us to be advocating for them.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Love this. If people want to get in touch with you or kind of follow what you're talking about, where's the best place?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm active on Twitter. So you can find me at msoskill. That's MSOSKIL. Or visit my website at michaelsoskill.com.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.